Does this change the climate debate? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The climate debate is one of the bright lines dividing liberals and conservatives. Liberals argue our profligate ways will cause sea levels to rise, droughts to spread, wildfires to roast subdivisions. Conservatives either argue that the whole issue was fabricated by Al Gore or that there's really nothing we can do about it except to live with the consequences. But there's a study now which might change the equation. A Princeton professor, Michael Oppenheimer, examined the domino effects of climate change. He gathered data on climate variations between 1995 and 2005, changes in crop yields in Mexico, and the migration of farm workers. He admits this was a simplified study, that he didn't control for all the possible variables, but he thinks he's found a significant connection. In years when Mexican farmers had trouble growing their crops, their response was to migrate, guess where? That's right. When crop yields fall 10%, the flow of immigrants to the U.S. increases 2%. So that if climate change happens as forecast, by the year 2080, as many as 6.7 million additional Mexicans would end up here because of it. That works out to an additional 95,000 a year for the next 70 years, all of them looking for ways not to get stopped by the Arizona police. Now, rising sea levels are one thing. The inundation of Manhattan we could handle. But an additional flood of illegal farmhands? CO2 emissions not just frying the earth but eating a hole in the border fence? That's going to change the climate debate. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.